everybody. My name is Kristen, and I want to welcome you to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. Your host tonight has been in the financial services industry for over 20 years, and before that, he served in the United States Air Force as a program director. From Utica, New York, here is the great Mark Foresti. Take it away, Mark.
Hey, Kristen, thanks for the kind words. I'm going to jump right into things here and share my screen. And let's make sure we get this working correctly before you go anywhere. Okay, let's make sure. Okay, there it is. All right, and here we go. Okay, so my name is Mark Foresti, and I'm from Central New York, actually Utica, New York. It's a small town here in upstate New York, right smack in the middle of the state of New York. And congratulations for making a great choice and plugging here this evening. I'm going to go over some great things, some eye-opening things, and some life-changing opportunities for those willing to be entrepreneurish, bold, and wanting to change the course of their life. So just a little bit about me. As Kristen said, I retired early from the Air Force on an incentive and, you know, decided to always wanted to be in business for myself and just love the idea of helping people. And for me, as I was evaluating, you know, coming on board with this great company, there was a couple things right up front, you know, that I had to address. And today, however, we'll talk about those a little bit more as we go along. But today, I want to kind of jump right into it. Today, there is, in a sense, a lot of things going on in the world. And in case you haven't noticed, the world is kind of upside down and has been upside down for the last 8 to 10 months. And so the world is changing. The question is, are you changing? Are you adapting? Many people today are working from home. And it's amazing how things are being able to get done for most businesses. It's been a remarkably smooth transition. And a few years back, we would have never envisioned that you could be productive working from home, but it's actually become the new norm. So we have people changing careers because of the virus and how it's really reshaping the world. So for the most part, you know, are you thinking about something different for your family, for your future, for your career? Well, tonight we're going to talk about that. But looking at things, IBM recently did a study and a survey of about 25,000 people to really gauge, you know, things about work, transportation, leisure, how things have changed since the outbreak. And this is what they found. 54% of adults wanted to work remotely most of the time after the pandemic. How about that? Right? Working from home could, you know, has made workers, I think, happier, less stressful, and has saved employees and employers tons of money, especially on real estate and leases and things of that nature. Of those surveyed, 75% they'd like to continue working from home, at least in some partial way, while 40% of those people who responded felt very strongly that their employer should give them, you know, some options to opt into working fully from remote or at least some type of hybrid balance, right? And what we're seeing today is people and companies and business are continuing to thrive and move forward. Not all businesses, but the working from home area has really ventured out immensely. Now, here's the other thing, is when you look at things in life, the goal is to, what I always say, be able to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want, and not have to worry about money, about your finances. You know, the world calls that being a two percenter, where you can do the things you like to do. So whether it's fishing, hunting, driving sports cars, buying new homes, giving to charities, helping your friends and family, donating your time in support of a great cause. These are the things that people would love to do instead of working, right? But how do you put yourself in a position that allows you to maybe do all that someday and be financially secure, financially independent, where you don't have to worry about where the money comes from, but you're able to do these types of things? Well, becoming a 2%er, becoming financially independent, getting yourself on a path to becoming financially secure reminds me of what is called the cash flow quadrant. And this was discussed in a book written by Robert Kiyosaki. It's in the book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's also in the cash flow quadrant book as well. But here's the thing, you know, I've sat probably with well over 8,000 or more families and helped them get a game plan in place, teaching them about finances and teaching them how to put a strategy in place that helps them save and make money. And when I ask families, when I ask people, these are the four methods in these four boxes, the four, I should say, legal ways where you can earn an income, because there's other ways people get creative making an income, but these are the four legal ways. And when they see these, they always pick the two on the right, the business and investor, because it sounds sexy, it sounds appealing. But when you really dive down and look at their life, they're on the left side. They're either an employee or they're self-employed. And let's take a minute and kind of drill down on these quadrants here, because that first one, employee, many people believe that they're being hired because of who they are and what they're able to accomplish, and they're paid a certain wage, right? Well, here's the thing. What people don't realize is the position is paid. So you could be very skillful, you could be a very solid individual, but that position only provides so much of income, and that's the way it's going to be. Now, if you want to test that theory, you know, you can go in tomorrow and put your 2-week notice in to your employer, and then go back a month or two later and see if there's not another person working your job, right? And earning the same thing you earned, right? So it's really the position that's paid, not the person, so to speak. And so what happens is people in the employee quadrant, they get frustrated and they say, you know what? Well, I could be more than this. I could do better than this. And they go into the self-employed quadrant, which means, you know, they own the job. They're very good at what they were doing in that employee role, but now they figure they can venture out on their own and do it better. Well, that's true, right? And usually the first thing that happens is they give themselves a pay raise, right? Anywhere from 20 to 40%, you could earn more. And these are the doctors, the lawyers, you know, the salespeople, real estate, hairstylists, people that own their own business, right? But here's one thing that I've noticed over time in my 22 years in business is the fact that one of two things is going to happen, or actually two things can happen. You know, you're going to max out. There's only so many people you could see in a day, right? There's 24 hours in a day. You can only see so many people. And then you're going to burn out. You're one person, right? And, you know, you've got to sleep, you've got to eat, you've got to interact with your family and your kids and do different cool things. So, you know, you actually end up owning the job. And so what tonight is about is, you know, making a transition, making that transition from employee to self-employed into the business quadrant where you own a system and the system runs itself. It has others working for you or with you. So you can really not have any cap on your income, right? That's the exciting part. That's what people are talking about at their breaks at work, around the water cooler, or sitting in the stands watching their kids' baseball games on a Saturday. They're talking about how could they make an income running a business, right? And tonight we're going to talk about a lot of that, because for the most part, I've made some transitions myself over time where I started out in that self-employed quadrant and have made that transition into a business that pays a six-figure income. Now, the cool thing is being a professional, it took some energy and it took some discipline to get there, but it's allowed us to create wealth for our family and moving forward. And then obviously we all want to be on a path to become an investor. That's the ultimate quadrant there, because really it's the ultimate employer, because your money can never call in sick. It's constantly working for you, compounding. We'll talk a little bit about the rule of 72 and compound interest and how that could work for you. But that investor category is really, it's the dream quadrant where people experience a sense of freedom and just living the dream, right? So when you look at our business model, right, what if you could find that professional business that helps you accomplish a few things, right? That 80% of North America is your market. In other words, people need what we do, right? That's very important, right? And you could work from home, totally online, minimize your overhead. At the same time, there's really no product to buy, assemble, or ship. Right. So when I look at our business model, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier, where when I decided to make this transition in the business, first and foremost, I had to make sure that if I was going to be involved in anything, that it had to be good for people. Right. And helping people with their finances, coaching them how to make good choices with the money they earn, how to save, how to invest, how to pay down their debt. Right. That's good for people. Right. The next thing was I had to be confident that there was room for me. Right. Well, if 80% of North America is our market, I think our market share today in the world is like 2%. So pretty much everybody you bump into needs financial help, needs financial coaching, needs to have people that they can trust, set a game plan in place for them. Right. And the last thing is I had to be assured is, could I do it? You know, could I do it, right? And like I said, it takes some discipline. It takes some time, but you have to be able to invest in yourself. But these three criteria right here are really important when it comes to being in business. And the other thing is, you know, life is important. Time with your family and friends, doing what you want to do, playing golf, whether you're a fisherman or hunter, it doesn't matter. But it gives you the opportunity to work when you want or how often as you want. And that's the other thing I like about being in business, is being able to focus in a certain time to control my schedule and control my future, right? And you do that with what the things that we're going to talk about here this evening. So, you know, what if you could find a business system that was scalable, that was marketable, that for the most part uses the latest technology? Some of the things you're seeing here tonight is part of that technology revolution that allows us to do the things that we were able to do or we weren't able to do 3 or 4 years ago. Now we're able to do them because we have an incredible technology team. The difference here with us is that we're professional. We work in the financial services arena in the world of finance. So it requires some professional licenses, and it requires some discipline to work inside a field of compliance to make sure that you're doing the right thing all the time. How about having a multi-billion dollar support system behind you, between marketing, advertising, and having all the tools that allow you to basically help a family from A to Z, from building their financial house, building their foundation, all the way up to helping them worry about retirement and spending and controlling debt, right? So a quick little recap. You know, when you think about being in business, I had stated earlier that one of the things I love, and I had to make this choice, is the fact that I wanted to make sure it was good for people, right? And I love helping people. I wanted to make sure that there was room for me, that there was a market. And again, we only have 2% of the market share, so there's plenty of room. 80% of North America needs what we do. And then that third piece was, can I do it? Can I invest in myself to learn new things? Can I do it, right? I didn't have a financial background, right? So there's always that little fear, can I do it? And I will tell you, the system and tools and support that we have, anybody can be in business and anybody can learn our business and educate people on how money works and how to do better with the money they currently earn. And where does it start? Well, much like building a house, right? It starts with making sure your own financial house is in good order, Now, one of the most or the most important thing about your financial house, right, is your income, right? Your ability to earn income. That's what makes your house stand. That's what allows you to live your life. And so what people don't realize is that's the most important thing. Your income is the most important thing that allows your family and you to live the life you've desired and defined, right? And so what most people don't realize is that protecting your income should be the first thing that goes in place, just like the foundation of your house that you're going to build for your family. And we really advocate term life, right? It is the best vehicle that allows you to protect the most for the least amount of money, right? And you'll hear a lot of talk about this, you know, on the web and different, what I call celebrity financial advisors talk about term life. And they all recommend that this is the best approach to have for that particular reason. But just like you build a regular house, your financial house has to be built in the proper order, the proper sequence. Otherwise, it will not be built properly and could be destroyed in a pretty easily manner. And so as you build up, you want to make sure that you have an emergency fund in place. What's an emergency fund? Simple, right? I like to call it a rainy day fund. 4 to 6 months of your bills or your income, whichever you could do, whichever you can get in place first as a goal, right? You want to make sure you know where your money goes. So we show people how to budget, right? It's very important because most people today do not know whether they have a shortage or a surplus on a monthly basis. They don't know where their money goes. And it's important if you want to develop any kind of wealth, you've got to know what you're spending in certain areas. So having an emergency fund is so important. As you build up, you want to make sure that you're paying off your debt in a reasonable way. You want to have a written game plan to attack your debt, right? And that's one of the things that we teach being involved with our business is how to pay off your debt, saving the most amount of interest over time. Now, I'll tell you one thing. Most people, where do they go for financial advice? They go to the bank or they go to their Uncle Louie or their Uncle Tony, who's usually broke or doesn't have a clue either, right? But we respect them. But most people, they'll go to the bank. And if you think about it, is the bank in the business of teaching you how to pay back your debt, saving the most amount of money over time, saving the most amount of interest. No, it's a contradiction, right? The bank, they're financially secure because you're in debt. So why would they want to teach you how to get out of debt sooner than later, right? So we rely too much on the bank and they take advantage of us both in interest and in fees that they charge, right? So also looking at retirement, right? I always, as I was saying, really advocate an emergency fund even before you start investing, right? If you don't have your protection in place, your emergency fund and are paying off debt or have a written game plan to get out of debt, how in the heck are you going to service enough money to retire? So you have to do these things in stages to get, in a sense, the best plan going forward. But there's a ton of retirement options and people don't know what their options are. That's where we come in. We teach people what their options are. We show them where they could place their investments to get good returns at lower cost, which I was super excited about that. That's one of the things that attracted me to come into the financial services arena, because at the time, I think I was with Charles somebody, and we won't mention their name, but they weren't really giving me any value there, right? So I just took it upon myself. It's time for me to learn to be a good steward, because my parents really didn't have a good grasp on any of that, right? They never invested. They didn't know how to do it, and they weren't wealthy enough, right? And back in the day, in order for you to sit down with somebody, you had to have wealth in order to do that, right? Today, we're mainstream America because financial education has become the single most important thing that allows people to really grow their wealth over time. And retirement is one of the areas that we specialize in to teach people the fundamentals and how to grow their wealth. And college savings is important for many people, right? So we show them and teach them what their options are there. And then the roof we save for your goals and dreams, or what I like to call your fun and games. Now, here's the interesting thing. Today, most people spend more time planning a two-week vacation than they do worry about setting up their financial house. And to me, that's amazing, because we are one tragic event away from our financial house crumbling. You're one tragic disaster, you know, away from having your wealth wiped out from under you, right? So what I tell people is, look, you need to have those vacations. You need to do those things with your family. You need to have those getaways and those weekends with your friends and family. But listen, it's important that we become good stewards with the money that we earn, right? And so typically what ends up happening is people procrastinate. And before you know it, a few years go by like that. And then all of a sudden something happens and it becomes very costly for them to get their financial house in order. Okay. So in essence, what we offer and what we teach people is how to get a game plan in writing, a actual financial needs analysis, a complementary program that shows you how to navigate all these things here that make up your financial house. So I would challenge you, right, to rate your confidence level as to, you know, will you become debt-free and financially independent on a scale of 1 to 10? How would you rate yourself? Do you have a plan in place? Right? If not, you need to talk to the person who invited you to be in on this webinar so that they can kind of show you how to improve your situation by getting a great strategy and game plan in place. So here's the other thing. It starts with this first step, right? Knowing your financial independence number. And it's important to know that people today, their worry is, hey, do I have enough money to retire? Do I have enough so that I can live comfortably in retirement? And that's what your FIN number is, your financial independence number. It's the amount of money that you need to have accumulated over your lifetime so that you can retire with dignity. Now, here's a perfect example. Let's suppose we met up with somebody who's age 30 and their goal is to retire at age 60. And their ideal income is $100,000. Could be individual or it could be with two people, right? Now, here's something that people forget about is they forget about inflation. It's that silent thief that erodes the value of a dollar and it erodes your income, your total savings. Right? But 30 years down the road, 100,000 needs to be 243,000. That's how 100,000 will spend at that point. Right? But we can figure out what your FIN number is, your financial independence number, by the way you live your life, by what you're spending on a monthly basis in certain areas. Medical technology has come a long way in the last 20 years. And we as humans are living longer, and the possibility exists we can live well into our 90s. You see people living more and more into their hundreds. So the money that you save and accumulate has to last. And so what we provide is that game plan. So your FIN number in this situation would be about $2.6 million, right? And we could be able to show you to say, hey, look, if you invest $1,421 per month for 30 years at 9%, which is very reasonable to achieve, you can hit that FIN number. How incredible is that? I know when I got started, when I got married and had kids and owned a home, nobody talked to me about inflation. Nobody talked to me about a financial independence number or even savings and investing. There was nobody. I had to kind of figure it out kind of on my own and stay coachable and be open-minded to learning things. But this is kind of the first step, is understanding what your FIN number is. Okay. So how do you get there? Well, this is kind of the state of financial services today. When you need a mortgage, you go see a mortgage broker. When you need life insurance, you go see a life insurance agent. Credit cards these days, they 6 or 7 or 8 of them come in the mail on a daily basis. Right? You use a 401k provider at work. But you know, none of these things are dovetailed together in a cohesive plan that really works for you, right? That's what we provide families that we sit with. We provide them a customized financial GPS, just like your GPS works in a car. You type in the address and boom, it takes you right there. This is a financial tool that we use to help people really develop strategies and a game plan to reach their financial goal. When you think about it, you would think the professionals on the left here, who like the mortgage broker, the life insurance agent, the banker, even the person at the, who offers you the 401k at work, that they should all talk to each other to make sure that everything is in your best interest and they're hand in glove, they're dovetailed together. But that doesn't happen, right? And for the most part, you have nobody that you can trust that stitches these things together to teach you and give you a clear route to whatever it is your worry is so that you can get past that, okay? So providing this financial needs analysis is a tool that we use to help people get on the right track and develop serious income and wealth over time. Now, here's the interesting thing. Everybody faces two particular crises or things in the world, right? Dying too soon and outliving your money, right? And so we like to describe that in the method called the theory of decreasing responsibility. You see, when you're young and you start out in life, you don't have a lot of money, but you have high debt, right? You have a mortgage, you have car payments, you have living expenses. And today you have this big boat acre called student loan debt, which is an amazing drag on people's ability to become homeowners and live the life that they hope and dream. They're losing faith because of it. But here's what happens. You know, as time moves on and you're in your working career and you're working 30, 35 years in your career, you better be saving money. And at the same time, your debt, right, is going away because you're paying it off, right? And so for the most part, you want to make sure that you have enough so that if you die too soon, right, that your foundation can deliver for your family. And if you live a long life, then the retirement dollars and the savings and investing that you've accumulated over that time period will allow you to live the life that you've designed for yourself, right? We help people in both situations, and we lay down a game plan to show them how to get it in writing. So what is, I guess, the best way, or if you think about it, some of the biggest mistakes that people make over the course of time? Well, the first thing is when it comes to life insurance, they don't have enough, right? And like I said, you're one tragic event away from devastating your family and wiping all your assets away. Okay. The second thing is people buy the wrong type of life insurance. They buy life insurance where you have to have it for your whole life. Now, listen, there's two types of insurances. There's this cash value piece where you pay for it for your whole life. And then there's term insurance. I believe in term insurance because you can get the most amount of coverage for the least amount of dollars. And those cash value policies, well, they're not really good values for the consumers, but they're really good and they pay high commissions for those folks that sell it. But typically it is not a good choice for the consumer, right? Now, sometimes people will buy term from a company that specializes in cash value, right? And the idea here is while they want to maintain you as a client, eventually their objective is to get you to switch down the road. So they will call you and pepper you with calls to get you to do that. Here's the other thing. People put off the inevitable. They procrastinate, but they really procrastinate out of a couple reasons. One is fear, right? They're fearful to make the wrong choice. Two is lack of education. And that's the big piece that we provide here is financially education. The worst thing, if you decide to become a part of our great business opportunity here in our financial services arena, is you will get a PhD in finance, right? And that is amazing because it will pay you beyond your belief and it will rescue your family and put your family in a much better position. Here's the other mistake that people make is they do what I call put all their eggs in one basket and they just buy group insurance through their work, right? Which in many cases, you can get it pretty inexpensive there, but you should always have another program outside of work that's not connected to your job. So if you lose your job or you're downsized, right, they don't have control over your family's future in the event of either premature death or some type of tragic, catastrophic event, right? So the idea is you want to be properly protected. And when it comes to that, there's two types of insurances, insurance programs, right, that I mentioned earlier. Cash value life insurance, which comes with some funny names, right? Sometimes they call it universal life or variable life or whole life or flexible premium, modified life. They've got some real interesting names to hide the true facts on how things really work. But this is a really good example of how the two differ immensely. Right. So you can see the plans on the left. Right. This is kind of how they basically work. Some of them have different variations, but for the most part, they work exactly like this. In this particular case, the primary and the spouse, they're both age 35. They have a total of $400,000 of coverage and they're paying $450 a month. And they're projected at age 65 to accumulate almost $154,000. Up until age 65. When you look at a term program, right, that there's a couple different types of terms. So you have to make sure you get the right one. We've always recommended, and I've always been involved with a level term plan, which means it stays level for the period of time that you buy it for, right? Could be 25 years, 30 years, 10 years, 15 years. It is customizable and it maps to your strategy inside your financial needs analysis. But in this particular case, check this out, right? The primary and spouse here, primary is insured for $800,000 and the spouse $400,000, right? And the monthly premium is $189, way less, right? So that's a $261 a month savings. Well, look, if we were to take that $261 during that same period of time, invest it over that 30-year window, right, or until age 65, look what it grows to. That's almost $700,000, right, that you own, right? And here's the big thing. Which do you think your family would be better off with? It's a no-brainer, the $154,000 or the almost $700,000. See, buying a term plan and taking the savings because it's a lot cheaper and you can get in control of that money, invest it and own it, right? Therefore, you self-insure yourself over time. So when you look at it, you know, if you had to make a choice, which program would you think is in your best interest for you and your family, right? There's a huge difference there. And we find that many, many people make the right or make the wrong choice. And that's part of what we believe in, is showing people how they make how they can make an impact for themselves in this little area. It's amazing. So here's the other thing. We always teach people to be in control of their money, right? And our financial educational system, I believe, hasn't done the greatest job in teaching us and financially educating us, teaching us what our options are. Right. And traditionally, we've been conditioned by our parents and our grandparents to go put your money in the bank. Right. Give up control and put your money in the bank. Well, when you do that, you become subject to their rules, the way they do things. And traditionally, they offer you low rates of return. We teach people, hey, look, what stops you from doing what the bank does? Why can't you invest your money in the global economy like the bank does and benefit the way they do? Right? It's just that we're not taught how to do it, but there is a way to do it. One of the first basic rules of finance is called the rule of 72. Now, here's what this rule says, because when I seen this rule, it changed my life forever. And I was a little nervous about it, but I'll tell you, this rule is based on fifth grade math. So it's pretty simple to understand. But here's what it says. You take the interest rate that your money's earning for you, divide it in the number 72, and it tells you, it approximates the number of years it takes for your money to double, right? It's based on fifth grade math, but yet it's not taught anywhere in our educational system, right? It's amazing. Don't you think that would be pretty important to know how to grow money, how to grow your wealth? Well, here's a little example. Here's three accounts. one that earns 2%. So if you look at this, right, to figure out what you end up with after 36 years, right, if you take 2% and you divide it in the number 72, what's that come out to be? 36. So every 36 years, your money is going to double. So if you start with 20 in this example, it would take 36 years for your money to double to 40,000. Happy retirement. Man, that's a long time, right? Now, here's the thing. Conventional thinking tells us if we just triple the rate of return from 2% to 6%, that's triple, that the bottom line should triple. Well, let's follow the rule, right? 6 into 72 goes 12. So now our money doubles every 12 years. So let's see what we end up with real quick. Man, we end up with 160,000. Right? And so you gain some extra doubling periods there. It's called compound interest, right? It's the way money grows and compounds, or more commonly referred to as the snowball effect. It's an amazing concept. Well, let's look at account three, because account three, we're going to invest money in the American economy via mutual funds. Mutual funds have been around since the early 1920s, okay? And they take your money and they invest it in a pool of money that comes from people like you and I. We invest in this pool. It has a manager, and that manager goes out into the American economy and he buys different quality pieces of businesses, right? But let's see what we end up with here, right? So 12 into 72 goes 6 times. So now our money's going to double every 6 years. So let's see what we end up with. We end up with $1.2 million. So now think about it. What does the bank do with the money you put over in account two? You think they know something you don't? My guess is they go, they invest it. They make that $1.2 million. They're super excited about paying you your 40, and they walk away with $1,240,000 of your money, because you can learn how to do this. And when I seen that, it just made sense that I could learn how to do this and take control of my family's future. And so that's what I did, right? So here's the other interesting thing. Most people don't know how to get a better return on their IRA or their 401k, right? They don't get really good advice from the people that help them set that up, right? Companies help you set it up, but typically those individuals are not licensed, so they can't give you any investment advice. So that puts you at risk. It puts you not in the know, and you want to be in the know, right? So that's a big problem. So this is kind of what a mutual fund is, right? It is an opportunity to pool your resources with other investors managed by a professional money manager. And he takes those monies and he goes and invests them in the American economy, right? And he's allowed to actually follow a charter and an objective. And what eventually happens is they will outperform your 2% in the savings account or your 6% in account two there. It's kind of amazing kind of a thing, right? We've always looked to help people build and protect their wealth regardless of their net worth. You know, over the last couple of years, some of the other financial companies, we won't name them here, but they won't even sit down with you if you don't have $250,000 of assets to bring to the table. That's their starting point, so it could make it feasible for them to make money off of you. Here's what I've known in my 21 years of being involved in the company. We will help anybody, whether you're investing $1 million, $500,000, or $25 a month, or just want to learn more about financial education and how to right the ship, how to get a great strategy in place, how to do better for yourself and make good choices with the income you currently earn, right? That's what it's really about. It's about educating consumers. It's about teaching them about the basics of financial services, about financial concepts, right? Today, we have a lot of strategic partners. And these are a good majority of our strategic partners that we use their resources to help build plans for people to put them on a better course. Our goal is to improve people's situation. And sometimes I feel like we have an unfair advantage because I have a lot of independent companies that I could work for to find the best of the best product and service that's going to match to the consumer need, right? It's like cherry picking the best of the best to help families get on the road to financial independence and becoming financial secure. A lot of people are saying we're becoming the Amazon of the financial services arena or the Walmart of the financial services arena, which I think is really exciting because our market is really positioned for growth. We have only put a 2% dent in that 80% of Americans within North America to help. So we have a very large market and we need professionals. We need people who want to make a change in their life, who want to be in control of their future, who want to earn a good income because they pay us really well. We'll talk about compensation here in a little bit, but I got excited about helping people, about getting something in my life that I could be proud of and help families with. So in summary, here's what really makes us different. Right? Today, our company can deliver and present online directly to people in their home. That's amazing how this crisis has changed the way we do business, but it is super cool. We have all the products and services that we need from a financial standpoint and more coming on board on a yearly basis. And the cool thing about what we're focused on is financial education. And one thing we're great at is following up with people, being in their lives to hold their hand through some tough times and some bumpy roads and some wavy times in their life, which most financial companies do not. It's kind of like they're here today, gone tomorrow. We don't endorse that at all. We love staying in touch with people, love meeting with people, and love following up with them. So here's the bottom line. Usually in business, the rule is if you see a need, you fill it, and it can create some opportunities for income for yourself. In other words, you can make money, which is true. And for the most part, if you think about it, sitting down with families, helping educate them financially, getting them a roadmap, a financial plan in place, is that important for people? Do they need that? Do they need what we do? Well, of course. Looking back over the last 20 years, I wish I had been exposed to that rule of 72 far before 37, 38 years old, which is what I was, right? It's amazing. When you think about the financial concepts, just in building your financial house is worth its weight in gold. It offers a process. It offers a well-written plan to get things in order for people and to financially coach them and be there for them. And basically, it just presents the facts as to why people love us so much, because we're different, we're unique, and we care. That's the most important thing. And that's really what attracted me when I sat down and had my financial needs analysis done years ago. And I continually to do mine on a regular basis because I want to make sure that I'm practicing what I'm preaching and that I'm always moving my net worth forward, right? But you can see the opportunity. We only have 2% market share penetration, and everybody that you run into needs what we do. Everybody's always talking about how they could save money or how their investments can do better. So there's a great opportunity, and we're looking for the right people. So here's the thing. We also have great training, right? So you don't have to worry about not knowing everything because our marketing and training system is second to none. It puts you in a position to earn. Now you've got to work a little bit. This is not some kind of get rich quick kind of a thing. You've got to go to work, right? But it rewards those and it takes a little time, but it's very rewarding and anybody can do it. And I'm a perfect example of it. I started this part-time back in 1999, you know, sitting with one family a week and then eventually ramping it up to two or three families a week. I had to reorient my life a little bit, but it made a tremendous impact and created a six-figure income and financially independent for our family, which was incredible. But back to our marketing and the training system, we do a monthly kickoff every first Saturday of the month, right? With other successful individuals who have been in business for longer than 30 years, who basically have been through the ringer, have failed, have succeeded, but they're very experienced and they're cool guys to work with. We also have a Sunday night training as well, right? The incredible thing is here is you can see people of all ages and all kinds of scenarios of people winning and how we help families step by step, A to Z, which is really great. Also, Monday through Thursday, we'll have client webinars like these and join our team webinars like these that you'll be able to invite people who you know, right? So you can let the system and other experts and professionals throughout the US really work and help build your team, right? Which is pretty cool. There's also the business join your team webinars as well, where you can send out links and things like that to invite not just the client series, but the business series as well. And we have a Tuesday marketing webinar meeting that runs an hour, which is the insights into marketing and really exploding your business and developing clientele and talking about strategies for marketing and increasing your business. So the entire system, you can run it online from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection, right? How simple is that? So the cool thing is you can run the system from anywhere and make an income, right? But technology drives our business by the way we send out personal links to invite prospects, potential prospects, to keep them in the loop with our client education series where they can watch it anytime. They don't have to watch it live. They can go back and watch the recordings, create a nice financial education library for themselves. And then the weekly join the team presentations are online, just like this one being run by an individual like myself who's had experience and had success over time. Also, we do one-on-one follow-ups with Zoom, and all our applications are done online, right? Excuse me. So the cool thing is you don't have to meet face-to-face. So because the pandemic has prevented a few things, earlier I said we have a great technology platform, and technology allows us to do that. We have a lot of integrated tools that allow us to take applications, do the analysis, and really show people a lot of value right online if that's what you choose to do. It's amazing, and it has changed and revolutionized the financial services business in North America. So here's the thing. This is a professional kind of business and an opportunity. We offer online licensing and training, both in the life insurance arena and the securities arena. In the securities arena, we're one of only four companies that FINRA has licensed and authorized to do securities training online. That is a huge deal. We offer weekly two-hour product trainings online via Zoom. People can plug into that at their leisure. And then again, there's a one-hour marketing training that is also run by some of our top people. So as we move forward, one of the things that I also, and I'm sure people have had in their mindset, is, hey, look, what can I earn? What are the earnings potential? And because income is important, right? We talk about it. Let's suppose you go back and you look at that one example I gave between cash value life insurance and term life insurance. If you sat down with a family and you were able to orchestrate their plan and show them the value and put this in place for them, it's $1 million death benefit. The monthly cost is a little over $99, right? And you can earn anywhere from $276 up to $1,200, depending upon where you fall, right, within the company. And the person that you that invited you here, they can kind of go over that with you, what it takes to kind of get promoted, and they'll be able to give you a lot of detail on that. But think about that, right? Let's suppose it took you 5 hours to sit down with somebody and show them how to do that plan. Well, heck, man, that's an amazing amount, because I don't know what people earn at their job these days, but you know, that's almost like $50, $55 an hour if it took you 5 hours to do it and you're just kind of getting started, right? All the way up to $1,200. And the entire thing is done on Zoom. So it's, the business has been revolutionized due to technology, but if you can earn between $276 and $1,216 each time you sat down and helped the family and put a plan in place, would that be of interest to you? Would it make an impact in your life? It definitely will make an impact in their life. So a couple other things is, if your securities license and you're able to show people how to invest and you show them by spending anywhere between $500 and $1,000 a month, how that could change their life, right? So if you add that to the idea of that $99 policy, and it pays you a one-time commission of anywhere between what we had stated earlier, $276 and $1216. But then if you show people how to invest and it pays you reoccurring, in other words, it pays you on a regular basis, you can earn an extra $7 to $15 per month. Now, they may not seem like a lot, but what happens is it adds up and it turns into a pretty sizable amount over time. So let's assume you were able to help one family a week and it's done completely online and you did one term plan. Personal income would be about $26,000 a year. Now look, what happens if you're doing that part-time? I had said earlier, I had started back in 1999 and I started part-time. So I didn't want to feel the burden of leaving my job worrying about my income, right? So I could start part-time, I can get my licenses, I can learn the system, I can learn how to do things. Extra $26,000 of annual income, that's a pretty good deal, right? And it's a professional kind of environment with technology and with the support system that you wouldn't believe. Now you add in the securities component and you show people how to invest, an extra $500 per investment per week, right, per month. And that equals another $520 a month in reoccurring income. So in your first year, you're about $29,000. And you could do this part-time. You could do it in your spare time, right? It just takes somebody committed to learn. And that's kind of what I did. When I seen this opportunity back then, I was like, you know what? I've got to take control of my future. And this was a great part-time thing versus going to work at Home Depot or Lowe's or one of those crazy things, right? Professional, and it delivers and it pays. And it helps you learn personal finance as you go. So to me, it just kind of made sense. So as we kind of continue, we represent some of the largest investment companies on the planet, right? Think of this, right? Earlier on in the presentation, I said, is there a market? Well, yeah, there's a market, $68 trillion market, right? And the system provides for reoccurring and repeat compensation. So the more appointments you do, the better you get, the more you earn. And there's no size to the limit of the investment that we can handle, whether it's $25 a month for somebody just getting started or $1 million up front or even more. The potential is unlimited and our system can handle anything. So everything, again, available through Zoom with online support and online applications. And one thing I could tell you, we are focused on finding the right people to help train and to learn how we do business and how we make an impact here. So what, what you really earn in this, right? Here's a perfect example, right? Again, the individual who invited you here can kind of go into detail as to what a regional leader is. But if you did a $300,000 rollover, which today is fairly common because people retiring, leaving their jobs, they have got quite a bit in their 401k plans, and they're looking for a trusted advisor, somebody with knowledge, somebody who's going to be there for them to guide them in retirement. But a regular occurrence, if you produce one of these per month on an annual, you know, each, you produce one rollover per month, you can earn a little over $53,000 a year. I would say it's worth to invest in yourself, to learn, to get good, and to grow your mindset to be able to help people with their money. It doesn't include residual, reoccurring, or repeat investments. People coming back to you who want to do different things or want to do more, right? Again, everything is done via Zoom and online through our technology platform, right? So what we know is financial freedom, financial security, it comes from building reoccurring and residual income. And the idea is now you can gain freedom when you have both time and money, right? How are you adapting? How are you changing your mindset? How are you adding skills to your life so that you could change your family's direction, right? Freedom and money is reoccurring. A lot of people call it do nothing money. I just love it when it hits my checking account, right? And I'm sure people love it in any way, shape, or, reform. Back in the day, they used to call it mailbox money because checks used to just show up in your mailbox, right? But the idea is freedom comes from working. And working with people is the key. You providing them a professional service and you're helping them and you can earn a really solid income. The question is, do you have a plan to take control of your family's life? You have a plan for adapting to the craziness that we've experienced over the last 8 to 10 months. And what are you doing to change the direction of your family's life so you could earn what you're worth? So you could put yourself in a position to live the life that you want to be able to live, whatever that is. So here's a cool thing, right? With our system, there's a couple different business models that you can run, but you can own your own brokerage firm if you'd like, where you can hire, train a number of people. In this particular example, let's assume you find 10 people, you train them directly, you bring them on board, you get them licensed, and they're doing a bunch of policies per week, right? As a vice president, right, your income would equal about $224,000, a little over that, on an annual income. That's pretty solid income, no matter where you live in the US. Let's suppose you do 10 rollovers per month. As a vice president, that's $258,360 in annual compensation. Again, our business pays for those willing to help people, willing to get involved and make a difference. So look what your total income would be. So you're helping people get that foundation in place, helping them protect themselves from a catastrophic event, helping them save and grow their retirement egg. And your income, $483,000. That is amazing. Great opportunity. So this doesn't include any kind of personal production you would do on yourself, right? This is just what your office is doing, what your agency is doing. So looking at how we're going to kind of talk about this, like I said earlier, my story is I started part-time. I love the fact that I could help people. I knew it was good for people, and I just had to apply myself to learning new things. But you could do it spare time, right? Just help your friends and family. How many times are you at an event during the holidays and people are talking about how they can do better, or who manages their money, or they're talking about the market? They're talking about different things. These are perfect opportunities to help people get a great plan in place. Part-time, that's my story, right? I started out one family a week, and then over time, ramped it up to 2 to 3 families a week. And it changed my life forever, right? On a part-time basis, I was making between about 35 and 50 grand a year, part-time, while still working my other job. It was amazing. And it allowed me to put away money to save for my kids' education and just change the course of our life. Totally, totally exciting. You can also be full-time. And a lot of people have done this and have had great success. And there's a lot of people involved on this particular webinar. There's a lot of people involved in the behind the scenes of this webinar that do extremely well. They're full-time, they've changed their careers quickly, and they earn more than $10,000 a month, some $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month. Really an incredible opportunity that could change your life. All we ask is you plug into the system. Why recreate the wheel? We have a system in place. All you've got to do is utilize it, personalize it a little bit to your liking, but it will lead to success as long as you take the time to become licensed. That's the big separator. So how to get started? So a couple different things, right? We don't accept everybody, but you'd have to complete an independent business application, right? And in this sense, we do a little bit of a background check because we do work with people's finances, right? And it's very important. So we'll do a background check, make sure that everything is kosher. The cost to make sure that people have some skin in the game is $99, which is basically covers your background check and some materials. And we also offer this online platform that puts you in a virtual office. The cost for that is $25 a month. Pretty reasonably, pretty low for putting you in business. A one-time $99 cost in which you can earn some bonuses to actually cover that. And then $25 a month, I'm sure I know for a fact, is way below anything else out there. Just think of it like this. I always used to say, my brother-in-law was in the pizza business for years, right? And for the most part, when I'd ask him what it would cost him to run his business on a monthly basis, he would say more than $25 a month. So imagine that, right? He had this big, massive oven. It would cost him hundreds of dollars a month to run that thing. Here, $25 a month. The next thing to do is implement your own financial plan. Pull in your numbers as we do the financial needs analysis for you and you learn the basics of building your financial house. Pull in your numbers and see the incredible impact that you could make for yourself, right? That's the most important thing to do. I do that typically once a month. I do my own financial needs analysis to make sure that I'm always growing my wealth, paying down any debt that I have. And plug into the system. Right? The person that invited you here obviously seen something in you that you didn't really see, right? And so I would contact them immediately and thank them and say, hey, look, what's my next step? How do I get started, right? But plug into this system and you'll just experience success. So final thing here, if you're interested, then what you need to do is set up a follow-up one-on-one Zoom meeting, obviously with the person that invited you here that shared that link, while it's still fresh in your mind, and have your financial needs analysis run, right? And then fill out your independent business application, and then they'll guide you as to the next step that you need to take. If you're not interested, say, you know, Mark, this is great. I like the education. I like the finance. I like growing my wealth. I like staying out of debt. Then, hey, look, become a client first, right? Get your analysis done by the person who invited you here. That's kind of how I came on board. I was a client first, fell in love with what we do for families, right? Attend some more of these educational workshops and the Fix Your Finances client webinars so you can get more understanding, feel more comfortable with what we do. And with that, I want to just thank everybody for plugging in here tonight. I know there's so many other things that you could have been doing, but I feel blessed that you were a part of this. And I want to say thank you and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody.